This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. Flicks at 48 is up next. Our film critic, Casey T. Allen, is here with me with our weekly movie review. Welcome, Casey.
I'm back.
It's good to have you back. And this week, you reviewed the horror film, The Rental. Tell us your thoughts.
Aren't weekend getaways a blast? They're especially fun when they have dangerous secrets, hidden cameras, a hot tub, and dead bodies. Actor Dave Franco, mostly known for lighthearted comedy and action films, has his feature-length directorial debut with The Rental, currently playing in select movie theaters throughout Utah after its nationwide release on July 24th. Two happy couples rent a glamorous cliffside home together for a weekend vacation in the Pacific Northwest. But wait, the owner of the house is weird. And the crawl space under the house has a locked door. These omens set off mounting suspicions of voyeurism, betrayal, and murder. The Rental has a few moments of slightly interesting emotional drama and some fun jump scares, but that slowly gives way to the mindless bloody killings of a Friday the 13th-esque slasher. Uncomfortably resting in the vein of other slasher films, The Strangers or Your Next, The Rental doesn't offer anything original, well-written, or inventive, except an efficiently edited epilogue.
Definitely not a recommendation on this one.
Sadly, no. There are more interesting suspense horror films already out there.
Thank you so much for being here, Casey, and we'll look forward to talking with you next week.
Thank you.
In the back of the mortgage, forking a heavy crush.